B-Pod Studios.
Good. All right, it's a Rat Party Podcast.
A quarantine cast.
A quarantine cast. And, you know, this is does not matter to you listening, but behind the scenes, Meany and I have been cringing our teeth because this past week, Lauren's microphone sounded awful. And then finally today, we have good audio from you.
We've got it figured out, finally.
Oh, it doesn't sound bad. It doesn't sound bad. It ain't perfect. It's not you in the studio, but it doesn't sound bad.
And it didn't drop out.
Wait,
like,
is it? I don't know if they're picking her up. Say something, Loren.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, they're not picking her up.
Sorry, say something now. Times.
Okay, well, I'll just keep talking.
Now they're picking you up.
Now you may hear yourself a little bit delayed.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
I'll just take out my earbuds.
Before we bring on Clever Trevor, a UNCC student, and our digital intern here, I do want to mention, because I brought it up on the air a couple times, and I want you guys to understand how crazy it is for me to do this setup. And I'm not really smart with the whole audio board that's in front of me. Like, I know my basics.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that you have to do during this time, and the things that you have to do during the time we're on the air, and the things that you have to do when the caller's on and Loren's at home, it's like everything is so different than the last thing.
I know.
It's a pain in the ass. I'm sorry.
It's not a pain in the ass, Ren. It's just, it's like I'm hitting buttons that I looked at for 5 years and never knew what they did, and now I'm using them.
Now you're wondering at one time why they used to employ board operators full time.
It's a full-time job.
It used to be. Because what's happening now used to happen way more, I guess.
Right.
In a sense, but yeah, back in the day, you used to have these things called a Marty. Did you ever mess with a Marty?
Yeah.
Yeah, where it was pretty much a satellite. You would have to point towards a certain way to get your connection back to the radio station.
The Marty. Yeah. And we used to have the Martys on top of the station vehicles.
But yeah, I'd have to crawl up there and I'd have to scoot that little thing around. At least in my area with all the mountains. Oh.
But Clever Trevor's on. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, you guys.
We miss you, bud.
I miss you guys too, man. What's up?
What's it been, a week?
Yeah.
Man, it's been a week.
Only a week. It seems like it's been a month since we've seen him.
And to think that at one point I was concerned about his tuberculosis outbreak over at UNC. Now it's coronavirus.
It's all bad.
Yeah, man. So tell us, as someone who's graduating college, you're on the campus. What's going on there at UNCC?
People are getting evicted. Legit. Oh. People are definitely getting evicted from their spots. They gave people on campus a couple of days to get off of campus, but you have to be off of campus today by 5:30.
Wow.
Yeah, UNCC shut campus down. Yep, I remember hearing that.
So you have to...
I will say that I saw, I think it was U-Haul, is offering free storage to college students. Did you see that, Trevor?
I didn't see that, but that is dope to hear.
Are you in trouble, bud?
Oh no, man! I went home like immediate, like yesterday afternoon. I was like, I'm just gonna go ahead and get home because there's food here.
Yeah, you're in Greensboro at Mom and Dad's place.
Now, can I ask this question? This may be stupid, but because I've never even been inside of a dorm, or all that stuff. Now, is it pretty quickly to move kids out? Like, if I had to move, there's no way I'd be able to move my house in a day. But since the kids' rooms are small, the students' rooms are small, can they just throw it in the back of the car and leave?
Yeah, don't certain items stay in the dorm, like the beds?
Yeah, so the beds, like the furniture would stay there. The furniture that was already there would stay there. But the stuff that, like, your personal belongings, or you want to bring that with you.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So Roy, you don't have to move beds, you don't have to move dressers, you don't have to move desks.
Maybe
all
a
that.
Mini fridge and some clothes and some personal items. Okay,
exactly.
That's not bad.
Your bong,
not too bad.
You got to bring your bong out.
Right, cocaine.
any paraphernalia.
Yeah, any drugs that you have, you might want to bring that too.
You weren't in a dorm, Trevor, weren't you? Just in an apartment.
I was in an apartment. Yeah, I was in an apartment, but I have a lot of friends that stayed on campus, and I know a lot of them are moving off campus today. And even though, you know, it's not too many people have a lot of stuff. It's just the fact that a lot of these people are on like the fourth or fifth floor. So they're having to like go down the stairs, take the elevator, doing a whole bunch of stuff today. So I know a lot of people are just busy.
How's that work for you, though, in an apartment? Is your landlord pretty reasonable in letting you leave, get out early?
man, look, I don't know what's going to go on. I don't know what's going to go on by the first of next month as far as, like, rent and stuff like that because people aren't working. I really don't know what's going to go on as far as that. But I will say that I have packed enough stuff to where it's like I can be at my parents' house and be comfortable.
You're not worried about the landlord. Okay.
Yeah, wow.
So are you what are they saying about graduation? Are they going to cancel graduation?
I don't think they're going to cancel it. I think they're going to postpone it until I'm thinking it's really looking like August, mid-August.
Mm-hmm. Right when classes start, they'll be kicking the other class out and bringing the other class in.
It's a good rollover.
It'll be like a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be crazy. I know I talked to y'all last time about them having graduation online, but it's like, that was honestly at this point, I just want my diploma. Just give me my degree and I'm good. I just want my degree.
Give me that expensive ass piece of paper and I'll go on about my business.
But didn't it mean anything to you to have your family come, you put on the cap and gown? Like, I would have come. I would have loved to seen Trev graduate, you know, whistled out something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always a moment you dream about. But, like, once you've been through, like, it gets to a point where all the stuff that's going on is so annoying, you just want to focus on your future at that point. Because, I understand. And it sucks even for your parents. Because, like I said, your parents want to have that, share that moment.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, like, what? We can get you a gown.
That's a lot of money in that diploma.
They did. Yeah. Maybe we can hold our own little graduation for Trevor.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll
you
get
mean
a,
when
yeah.
things clear up?
Yeah. We'll get him here in the studio.
I agree. We'll have him walk down South Boulevard.
Get his parents out there. We'll take photos.
We'll get a radio and have him play the song.
Yeah.
I wanted to yell out, "You sexy bitch," when at your graduation. I had a whole thing planned.
Yo, if you do that, I promise you I will walk out of that building. I will walk out.
Clever Trevor. Like, that's his name.
Yeah.
You sexy bitch.
You know what? I'm a point at you from the bill.
You
the,
better.
Like, damn right.
Dude, it's crazy because you're a digital intern and you did another semester with us and we loved having you in the studio. And we loved having you. Bro, the reality is we might not see you again.
Yeah.
I know,
unless we can get you hired here.
But even then, hiring here is frozen because most of our employees aren't allowed in the building. It's a weird world where, I mean, you've seen this building. It's only essential people only. This is like a ghost town here.
Yeah, you're not going to hang out with four white people for a long time, bro.
Yeah.
I know, man. I got to call up my bro, Dalton. I got a friend.
Call Dalton, Justin,
and Colton,
Tanner.
You can find whatever white names you can find.
Tanner. I got to call up Tanner. Tanner on the line.
Oh, man. Well, listen, it sucks that you can't. It sucks that they're delaying the graduation. I'm sorry that you're going through all that. And you went through a lot because you were there when this shooting happened. Didn't two students lose their lives in that?
Yeah,
man. A couple of guys. I think his name is Riley Howell.
Remember?
Yeah. Like, they just, you know what they need to do? Is not only, are they hassling you over your grades? Because that's horse crap. They just need to let you
pass. I want to talk about that because I feel like it's not getting talked about. Like, all of my classes are online. And that's okay for the most part. But in my experience, I've been doing good as far as only having two online classes. But the fact that all of my classes are online is stressful. And I know a lot of people, when they go home, they don't have Wi-Fi or good Wi-Fi at that. So now you're asking people to go out of their way and trying to find Wi-Fi, keep up with their work in the midst of an epidemic. And it's like, what are y'all going to do? Like, something has to give.
I know.
Not only that, but some people don't learn well online. Like, I was not a good online class taker. Like, I needed to be in person. I needed to be there. And there's too many distractions at home for me.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I agree. Yeah. Listen, if you work at UNCC, listen to the Manny Moore and the Wrench show. This student has experienced a deadly school shooting and coronavirus. Let him go.
And he worked with us.
And he worked with us. Just let him pass. Just give him the diploma. Move on.
Yeah. Because it's like Lorraine was saying, like a lot of kids don't do well on online platforms. That's the reason why people like face-to-face.
Yeah.
So it's like when you put people online, you're asking them to make an extra effort to learn the material.
I was failing in math like my sophomore year, Trevor, and I had to go to the teacher after the class and use my charm like, hey, Mrs. Whoever, I'm working really hard. I'm trying my best at this. It just doesn't come easy. Say, I work at Z100. We have a concert called Jingle Ball coming up. Anybody in your family like to go see the Spice Girls or Britney Spears or NSYNC? You know, it's 95. I was Lori Loughlin before Lori Loughlin was cool.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Sure, she said. I would love that. Great Christmas present. Awesome. See ya. Never talked about it, but I sure got to see. Listen. You can't do that online is what I'm saying.
I know. But that still goes on, dude.
I know. Yeah. That's called learning the world. Hey, we even said it this morning. We said, you want us to plug your business? Tell us how great we are, and we'll plug your business.
That's how you do it.
For shit's sakes. And now everybody's going, oh, we love you guys so much. Johnson's Auto Body in Shelby.
Big fans of us. By the way, the owner of Johnson, it was like his probably nephew that wanted him to do it.
Yeah.
The owner of Johnson's Auto Body is like, who's this show?
John Boy and Billy.
Yeah, John Boy and Billy. Big show. All right, listen, Trevor, we want to let you go. Thanks for the check-in. Stay in touch, okay? I want to know more about what's going on with you and UNCC for the rest of the school year, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll keep in touch.
All right, bud. Later. See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, I feel bad for Trev, and I feel bad for our intern Viking, who we had a whole thing with Viking when we wanted him in the studio. We would play the Viking horn.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Nope.
And then we had that other guy.
Jack.
What was his name? Jack.
Good kid.
He
was
really
the one who
took
his girlfriend to the emergency room because she broke a nail.
Yeah. No, I think that was the other. I think that was Viking.
No, no, Viking doesn't have a girlfriend.
Oh,
Viking worked alone, lived alone.
This is definitely going to go as a weird intern batch for us. I will always remember as a weird time.
I know, and it's going to affect our summer internship program. We probably won't even need one.
Probably not.
You can't have anybody in the building.
No.
So we're supposed to self-evaluate here, Beasley, on March 31st, which is 11
next
days
week,
from now. That's going to be the pinnacle of crap around here. Supposedly, we're 10 days behind Italy, as my grandmother would say.
So, what, are we just going to remain isolated?
I guess, dude. You know. The NBA is really
banking.
By the
way, this is a funny part where Loren's on the phone right now. We could see a video camera of her. And she's on the phone.
Oh, is she?
Oh, yeah.
I want to come in on that. Hold on.
And she's turned off her microphone, and she's no longer listening to us. She's writing something down. It's a middle of the work day.
Hey, invite me. I'm on.
You're on? I think you should just be able to get in. Yeah, she's just sitting there on the phone. Oh, we're getting Manny in. Oh, you have to join right. Oh, here you go. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who is she talking to?
I don't know. She's just on the phone.
What goes on in your world, Ren?
Ooh, your camera quality looks really good.
I'm supposed to be muted, but...
Oh, she's now getting off the phone. And you think she's going to pretend like she was never gone for an extended period of time?
Hi.
$20 says it's about construction in her house. What do you think?
Could be about cash. Could be cash at school.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. Yeah. It's construction or cash?
We'll find out here in a second, but let's go back to our conversation. About the 31st is when Beasley's supposed to readjust and think. So Adam Silver, the NBA, commissioner, says based on China and when their league went back, that puts the NBA from the time they stopped playing, which was 2 weeks ago, that puts them back on March 16th, and he doubled down on that on SportsCenter the other day.
He really thinks
March 16th. It might be without fans, but the NBA will be back in some way playing
games. March 16th was 4 days ago.
I'm sorry, May 16th.
May 16th. Oh, that's assuming that we do exactly what China did, if not better, and that the virus is very similar to what happened over there. There's too many variables.
I know.
He's such an idiot. Well, that's when I'm getting sick and tired of this whole thing. Everyone thinks they know something. Everyone's on Facebook and saying this, and Trump is great because of this, and this is
Trump
awesome.
Trump sucks because of this.
Everyone's saying something. And I'm like, you know what? Shut up. You don't know anything. Just stay home. Yeah. Isolate your damn self. Don't get sick and be clean. Like, just, oh, people are so annoying with this coronavirus.
Shut your grande yappers.
I've had to unfollow some of our listeners, and I hate that.
Yeah.
But they're just spreading nonsense, and I don't have the energy to go in and be like,
my brother's that way.
Oh, no. No. And because when I see it, I feel like there's obligation to correct it. Because unfortunately, there's 10 other dumb people that share it and go, oh, wow, thanks for.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Go ahead.
I think, because my wife is very much like you and your boyfriend, you guys are very alert and very aware that the worst is yet to come. And I think there's a lot of people that feel like the worst is never going to come and we're just going to go through this kind of awkwardness of not going into work and like our lives are changed. I think some people need mentally to feel that way.
Oh, like they need to
they
feel
need
like
that.
They like to go around thinking, oh, you guys are idiots. This
I
is not that big of a deal.
In order for them to maintain some calmness within themselves, unfortunately, they need to project how stupid everybody else is. And maybe that's not such a bad thing. Like maybe having people not freaking out.
Right.
The other way.
Yeah, but I'm not also freaking out. I'm just like, we don't know, so just do whatever you're being told.
That's true.
That's my thing is.
That's true.
If Trump says and CDC says and all the doctors agree, hey, you know what? Go to a concert. I'll be the first one there.
Yeah.
But as of right now, you just don't know.
My brother, Kevin, and I and our families are supposed to go to Disney the last week in June, 4th of July week.
No, I'm hopeful that everything's fix up by then.
Banking on that, and I'm not so sure. But I think he needs something to look forward to in his life. So I'm not going down that road where it's like, dude, that might not happen.
Probably. But, I mean, but if you so let's say we go down the path of like what the NBA commissioner
and the NBA.
NBA commissioner said. Going by that path, I mean we would be well fine.
Yeah. But that puts us that's the 8 weeks.
Yeah.
That CDC says no large gatherings of 100 or less.
Okay, so
or 100
let's
or
say
more.
This.
Hey,
say,
who are you talking? Whoa.
I had like two phone calls. Cash's school called me, and then my construction guys called me.
Ah, so Roy said construction. I said school.
We
were both
right.
We know you better than anybody.
Anyway, what happens if
you're Disney jumping
opens-
back in the conversation? Were you listening to us?
I was trying.
Whoa. Okay, go ahead.
I feel bad for the teacher and the contractor who didn't get her ear.
You're able to just to hop back in.
Disney opens up like the week before you guys are supposed to go. Like it's the first time. Like this is like kind of the trial run now. Like everybody comes
back
out. What
a zoo, huh?
People going to get sick again. What do you do?
Oh, I don't think that. I think that we would only go if we knew for sure that the curve had been adjusted and we were doing okay. And yes, you could go, but wash your hands. Stay smart. Don't sneeze on top of people.
What about this? What if by June they say, hey, you're probably fine. There is still some cases. Okay. But it's not community spread anymore. But there's still shortages on supplies. You can't get toilet paper. You can't get hand sanitizer.
Oh, I'll go to Disney because I would assume they have it.
Interesting.
They have their own role. I know someone at Procter & Gamble who has a deal with Mickey.
You think Procter & Gamble has a deal with Mickey?
No, honestly, my fear then is it's going to be so freaking packed. Like
I don't think so, man. I think people are going to be slow to come out.
Oh, to go to the greatest place on earth, the happiest place on earth, it is going to be slammed. Anybody who had trips planned in April are going to try and get back the first week that that thing opens and it's available. That's what I think. Argue with me, Loren.
I don't know if I would be so quick to go. I mean, I get what you're saying. If things are safe and the curve has flattened, then yeah, I would say to go. But if it was like the first weekend where like people are out and about or the first week, I would be so nervous to see if people all of a sudden started getting sick again.
This from someone who got on a plane and went to Barcelona.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
With no fear after your doctor said it was okay.
And now you're...
But there was no, at the point that I got on a plane, there was also thought to be no danger. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't walking into it thinking, like, oh, Barcelona has 45 cases
Listen,
of corona.
I will back you up on that. Now, I wasn't a big, we were adamantly warning you not to go to Florida for Zika back right. when your first pregnancy. And then as soon as you land, then it was like in your neighborhood, in that neighborhood or the neighborhood over. When it was already reported in Florida, we were begging you not to go there. So you failed that one. But I give you a pass on this. When you went for Barcelona, it was in a island that was closer to Africa, which was technically Spain because of the Spanish kingdom. It was some weird
right.
rule.
And I think there were two cases that were reported in Madrid, which is across the country as well. That would be like California having cases and then me flying from here to Florida.
It was, I give you that. But now it's like the whole, everyone has it there.
Yeah. I mean, hotels as of yesterday, all hotels, including the three that you went to and stayed at, are closed. Closed. Did you see that, Loren, that all the hotels are closed in Spain?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
You know, my mom works at a hotel in Fort Lauderdale, and they're still, like, letting people go on the beach, and they're doing takeaway service.
I know. It's crazy. Hey, speaking of takeaway service, tonight, if you guys are thinking about taking out, I know my wife saw this great deal at Sabor. I should get her on real
Ooh,
quick.
I saw another fun one at a pizza place, too. I want to see what it is. It's like a family pack where they give you the dough and all the ingredients, and you can make it with your family.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's only like $12.
Yeah, that's cool. Amanda said this is like a $20 box, and I think the reason why it's so cheap is because on top of that, we'll tip $20 so that they could spread it around. You know what I mean? So it's a $40 purchase, but $20 goes to the food, and then $20 will go to them. I don't know if she's going to pick up. Dean's probably on the phone and not going to answer.
Your call has been forwarded to
it. But it's like, it's a box that's on from Sabor, a box that's big enough for the family.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing tonight.
That's cool.
You're right. And everybody should, if you financially are able to, still in this time, because things will tighten up, help out some of the people in the service industry. We heard that from Niall Hanley today from Charlotte Beer Gardens. About how important it is. And they're all doing tip sharing.
Yep. And Charlotte Beer Garden, they're doing curb.
Yep. Curbside pickup. I'm sure Sabor is. And tomorrow morning or Wednesday, Sunday morning, I'm going to go to Stacks in Matthews. And there's another one in Waxhaw. That is a typical dine-in breakfast restaurant. Like you sit at the bar there or you sit at the little tables, you know, and you know everybody who works there. Those are the people that are taking the hits because they're not mm-hmm. typically a takeout place. Because let's be honest, breakfast doesn't travel great. But we're going to do it. We're going to – or I might just donate, quite honestly. What's the difference, right? I don't have to take the food. I could just go and drop off money.
You got it like that?
I mean, for right now, $20 I can do. If $20 helps spread, $40 maybe helps spread around the staff there. I talked to my neighbor yesterday. He's the one who owns it. He's trying to rotate four – employees at a 30 a day. So that means that almost
at a 30 a day. What does that mean?
30 employees usually work a day.
Oh,
he's trying to rotate four out of those 30 daily. So it's tough, man. Times are tough. All right, Ren, you have a good weekend. We'll see you back on Monday, okay?
All right, thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.